This is Trish McGregor with your January 2026 Star Power Astrology Forecast. Thanks for joining me. Yikes, a new year. Hard to believe, but here we are, 2026, and there are some big changes coming up. On January 26th, Neptune enters Aries. On February 13th, Saturn does the same. Then on February 20th, the two planets are in alignment at 0 degrees in Aries. That occurs at 7:49 a.m. Eastern Time, and the two are conjunct at 0 degrees and 45 minutes. It's a big deal because Aries is the first sign and 0 is the first degree. This last happened on March 27, 1703. According to a variety of astrologers, this indicates the dissolution of one structure or system and the birth of another. Saturn is about rules and boundaries. Neptune dissolves the boundaries and structures. Okay, the important dates this month. On January 3rd, there's a full moon in Cancer, conjunct Jupiter in Cancer. On the 9th, Venus in Capricorn opposes Jupiter in Cancer. The 18th, there's a beautiful new moon in Capricorn. It's trying to Uranus in Taurus and sextile to Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. Mars in Capricorn sextiles Neptune in Pisces on the 22nd. And on the 26th, Neptune enters Aries. On the 29th, there's a conjunction of Venus and Mercury in Aquarius. Now let's take a look at what this means for the individual signs. Okay, Aries. The good news is that Jupiter is still in Cancer in your fourth house, expanding your home, family, and personal environment. And on the 3rd, it's conjunct the full moon in Cancer, so today is ideal for doing something with your family and friends who are like family. Enjoy yourselves. Do something everyone enjoys. On the 9th, Venus in Capricorn opposes Jupiter in Cancer. A woman, sibling, friend, colleague, expresses a criticism about an issue in your family, or a client has issues with a creative endeavor you've been working on. Best advice, wait until the new moon on the 18th to deal with this. The new moon in Capricorn on the 18th is a real beauty. Trines Uranus in Taurus and a sextile to Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. This one ushers in new opportunities with your professional life and career. New job with better pay, a new boss, new location, opportunities rush in. On the 22nd, Mars in Capricorn sextiles Neptune in Pisces. Looks like you sweep into the limelight professionally, thanks to a male colleague, boss, or client. Then on the 22nd, Neptune enters your sign, Aries. This impact will be felt in your personal life, perhaps as a boost to your leadership energy. I'd love to hear how you experience this. Synchronicities, psychic visions or dreams, something else. On the 29th, there's a conjunction of Venus and Mercury in Aquarius in your 11th house of wishes and dreams and networks. Communicate with your network today. Provide updates, goals, and your strategy. Taurus. The full moon in Cancer on January 4th is conjunct Jupiter. It's in your third house, which governs communication, siblings, the conscious mind, and your neighborhood. If you've been thinking about moving, today is the right time to start looking around. Start with the newspaper, drive through neighborhoods that appeal to you, see what's available. But more importantly, know what you're looking for. On the 9th, Venus in Capricorn opposes Jupiter in Cancer. When the two planets with the most positive qualities oppose each other, the day may go downhill quickly, and it may be a romantic relationship or a creative project that takes the hit. Best advice, get out by yourself and do something you enjoy. The new moon in Capricorn on the 18th is a vast improvement. Uranus in Taurus trines it, Saturn and Neptune in Pisces sextile it. The new opportunities that show up are connected to foreign travel, higher education, law school, spirituality, and your worldview. These opportunities are likely to surface suddenly and unexpectedly. Select the one that appeals to you the most. The 22nd features a sextile between Mars and Capricorn and Neptune and Pisces. This one feeds energy into your network or brand and does it in such a way that it draws in new members. If your brand goes viral, keep doing what you've been doing. The 26th is a biggie. Neptune enters Aries in your 12th house. This should prove to be interesting, Taurus. Your intuition, empathy, and spirituality are likely to deepen. However, with this planet in Aries, you may become more impatient for things to, happen. On the 29th, the conjunction of Venus and Mercury in Aquarius may result in your getting romantically or creatively involved with someone in your network. A lot of communication flies back and forth, and some of it is likely to be quite far out. Gemini. On the 3rd, the full moon in Cancer is conjunct Jupiter and your second house of income. Jupiter will remain in Cancer until June 29th, 2026, and will continue to expand what you earn. With this conjunction, you're able to clearly see how your financial picture is evolving and what you need to do to maintain your current level of earnings. The opposition on the 9th is between Venus in Capricorn and Jupiter in Cancer. This one falls on your financial axis. A female colleague, friend, or client is an obstacle to your getting paid. Not good. If this is for a project you took on, the client may want changes before you're paid. On the 18th, the new moon in Capricorn is a beauty. It's trine to Uranus in Taurus and sextile Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. It looks as if new financial opportunities surface through your network or brand. You don't see this coming, so it takes you by surprise. Unlike December's new moon, there doesn't appear to be any deception involved. This 22nd features a sextile between Mars and Capricorn and Neptune in Pisces. This one facilitates a professional endeavor of some kind. Enjoy it. Your intuition deepens also. Then we come to the 26th when Neptune enters Aries and your 11th house. With the Aries element in your favor, Gemini, you're ready for leadership with your network. If you're an early Gemini, then this transit is sextile to your sun sign, and it's time to make significant headway. The 29th brings the conjunction of Venus and Mercury, a fellow air sign Aquarius. Today, you and your partner or romantic interest talk about your belief system, spirituality, and you may plan a trip abroad. Cancer. The full moon in your sign on the 3rd is a beauty. Jupiter is conjunct. This planet has been expanding your personal life and will continue to do so until June 29th, 2026, when it enters Leo. With this full moon, you can clearly see the ways your life is expanding and how synchronicities act as your guidance system. The 9th won't feel quite as good, thanks to an opposition between Jupiter and Venus in Capricorn. It looks as if a partner, business, or professional objects to or criticizes something you're doing in your personal life, or this could come from a client who wants revisions on a project. Wait another day or so before dealing with it. The new moon in Capricorn on the 18th is a beauty and should usher in new opportunities in partnership. If you're single and looking, this new moon may bring the right person into your life. It's likely to happen suddenly and unexpectedly, and the person may share some of your beliefs. The 22nd features a sextile between Mars and Capricorn and Neptune and Pisces. This aspect energizes you to plan a trip overseas, perhaps one you've wanted to take for years. And there's no Mercury retro to screw things up. Get busy, Cancer. Make that trip a reality. When Neptune enters Aries on the 26th, your intuition about professional matters will deepen considerably. It's likely that you'll begin to take a more leadership role in your career as long as you listen to those intuitive voices. The 29th brings the conjunction of Venus and Mercury in Aquarius in your 8th house. A woman or creative endeavor is responsible for an increase in your financial picture. You're talking about it, perhaps trying to plan ahead. Leo. On the 3rd, the full moon in Cancer is conjunct Jupiter and occurs in your 12th house. Jupiter's been expanding your understanding of your unconscious for some time now and will continue to do so until June 29, 2026, when it enters your sign, Leo, and then it starts expanding your personal life. The conjunction of Jupiter with the full moon should produce synchronicities that guide you forward. The 9th brings an opposition between Venus and Capricorn and Jupiter and Cancer. It looks as if a female colleague does or says something that really irritates you. It's best not to engage with this person today. Wait a day or two, think things through. The 18th, with the new moon in Capricorn, might be the ideal day to look for a job, go to an interview, submit your resume. It's trine to Uranus and Taurus in your career area, and sextile to both Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. New opportunities should surface unexpectedly in your daily work. A raise, a promotion, a new office. That new job with better pay and better hours, take your pick. The sextile on the 22nd is between Mars in Capricorn and Neptune in Pisces. This one could bring an additional income through royalties or breaks in credit, insurance, even mortgages. is preparing you for the 26th when Neptune enters fellow fire sign Aries. Neptune's 14-year transit to Aries should delight you, Leo. Think of it as the ally that pushes you into a leadership role in different areas of your life, but in an intuitive way. On the 29th, the conjunction of Venus and Mercury in Aquarius may have you and your personal partner honestly discussing the important aspects of your relationship. Or this may happen with a professional partner about your business. Virgo, the full moon in Cancer on January 3rd is going to conjunct Jupiter in your 11th house. Jupiter will be expanding your network and brand until June 29th when it enters Leo. So at this full moon, you'll be able to discern new ways of doing this. Synchronicities will help you navigate whatever strategy you create and will help in attracting the supporters. On the 9th, Venus in Capricorn is opposed to Jupiter in Cancer. You may run into an issue with a client on a creative endeavor. Try to resolve it quickly if possible, or wait until the new moon in Capricorn on the 18th to clear things up. The new moon in Capricorn on the 18th is a beauty. It falls in your fifth house of creativity, romance, kids, and what you do for fun and enjoyment. So that's where the new opportunity should surface. It's trying to Uranus in Taurus and sextile to both Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. You may find the right business partner to help you out, and finding this individual will be an unexpected surprise and a bonus. The sextile between Mars in Capricorn and Neptune in Pisces on the 22nd may result in a new romantic interest entering your life, or a new hobby or creative endeavor, or you may have the chance to spend the day with your kids doing what you all love. The energy is in your favor today, so make good use of it. The 26th sees a major shift for Neptune when it enters Aries and your 8th house, part of your financial axis. Intuitively, you may find new ways to increase your income. If so, move slowly at first, but once you're sure of what you're doing, go for it, Virgo. Neptune will be in this sign until March 2039. On the 29th, the conjunction of Venus and Mercury in Aquarius will benefit your daily work life. You and a female colleague are communicating about a strategy or idea that you'd like to take on in your work. Libra, on the 3rd, the full moon in Cancer is conjunct Jupiter in your career area. Jupiter will be expanding your career options until June 29th when it enters Leo. This full moon enables you to see how you can capitalize on this expansion and use it in various ways in your career. On the 9th, Venus in Capricorn opposes Jupiter in Cancer. It looks as if a romantic interest or your partner has issues with what you're doing professionally, or a client for whom you're doing a creative endeavor objects to the way you're handling it. Stand up for yourself, Libra, but listen to what the other person has to say, and then go from there. The 18th brings a new moon in Capricorn that's a beauty. It's trying to Uranus in Taurus and sextile to Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. New opportunities appear suddenly and unexpectedly in your work environment, and you're able to use this in your daily work. This, in turn, brings in new income through breaks in insurance, credit, mortgages. When Mars in Capricorn sextiles Neptune in Pisces on the 22nd, you're fired up and ready to implement this energy into your daily work. Mars provides the physical energy, and Neptune provides the intuitive depth to set things in motion. Neptune enters Aries in your 7th house of partnerships on the 26th. This brings an entirely new energy and intuitive awareness into a personal or professional partnership, or into both. Be especially aware next month when both Saturn and Neptune are at 0 degrees Aries on February 20th. You may have inklings from now until that date on what the specifics are and how they may play out. The conjunction on the 29th between Venus and Mercury in fellow air sign Aquarius will bring your focus to your creativity, your kids, romance, and what you do for fun and pleasure. You'll communicate about it and have a lot to say. Scorpio, January 3rd features a full moon in fellow water sign Cancer, and Jupiter is conjunct. Jupiter will continue to expand your 9th house until June 29th when it enters Leo. That means more foreign travel and expansion of your spirituality and worldview. And with this full moon, you can see how to capitalize on all this. Venus in Capricorn opposes Jupiter in Cancer on the 9th. A sibling, neighbor, or client criticizes something you're doing. Resist the urge to bend over backward to accommodate this person. Instead, ignore it and deal with it when the aspects are more positive. The new moon in Capricorn on the 18th is a beauty. It's trying to Uranus in Taurus and sextile to Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. You find the right professional partner for a creative endeavor, or your personal partner becomes your partner with this project or pursuit. It all happens unexpectedly. Bring your intentions to this new moon, Scorpio. You know how to do that. On the 22nd, Mars in Capricorn sextiles Neptune in Pisces. You're setting goals about a creative project, things to do with your kids, a romance, or about what you do for fun and pleasure. Use the day's energy wisely and make it count. Neptune enters Aries, your sixth house of daily health and work, on the 26th. You may now want to take the lead at work, but be aware of how colleagues react. Your intuition is likely to deepen, but now you don't mull it over, you act. You may experience some deception in this area. The 29th brings a conjunction of Venus and Mercury in Aquarius. It's an ideal day to spend with your family and friends you consider to be family. Get out as a group and do something memorable. Sagittarius. The full moon in Cancer on the 3rd is conjunct Jupiter. Lucky you. This occurs near 8th house on your financial axis. Jupiter will remain there, expanding your financial opportunities until June 29th, 2026, when it enters Leo. This full moon illuminates your financial path forward in the new year and enables you to pinpoint how to capitalize on the expansion. The opposition on the 9th is between Venus in Capricorn and Jupiter in Cancer. Ouch. This opposition impacts both houses on your financial axis. A woman, colleague, sibling, friend, or client criticizes something you're doing to bring in money. If it's a client concerning a creative endeavor for which you're supposed to be paid, you should probably take care of it as soon as possible. Otherwise, deal with it on another day. The new moon in Capricorn on the 18th is terrific. It's trying to Uranus and Taurus and sextile to both Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. New financial opportunities surface suddenly and unexpectedly, possibly through your daily work. You may be hired by a new client for some type of project. You might be assigned a new responsibility at work or land a promotion. However this unfolds, you'll be thrilled. The sextile between Mars and Capricorn and Neptune and Pisces on the 22nd stirs up interesting energy within your family or personal environment. One possibility, your intuition deepens to the point where you're now able to read cards or some other oracular device for family and friends. Neptune enters fellow fire sign Aries on the 26th. This one will deepen your creative ability for the next 14 years and will also bring an empathic connection with your kids and romantic partner. In Aries, there will be a desire for being in a leadership role. On the 29th, the conjunction of Venus and Mercury in Aquarius in your third house brings on an urge to talk, email, and text, or to communicate with anyone and everyone who listens. Maybe it's the day you revamp your website or start a blog. Capricorn. The full moon on the 3rd is in Cancer, your 7th house of partnerships, and it's conjunct Jupiter. Wow, if you're single, Jupiter's expanding your options. Maybe you're trying different dating sites, maybe friends are introducing you to people. The whole thing is that you know what you're looking for now, what you want and don't want. This expansion will continue until June 29th when Jupiter enters Leo. On the 9th, Venus in your sign opposes Jupiter in Cancer. If you're meeting these dating site people, this might be the day when it becomes really clear what you don't want in a romantic partner. Or it may indicate that a client has issues with a creative project for which you were hired. If so, take care of it as quickly as possible. The new moon on the 18th is in your sign Capricorn, and it's a marvel. It's trying to Uranus in Taurus and sextile Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. New opportunities surface in your personal life and do so unexpectedly, and may be connected to creative projects, your kids, or romance. Regardless of what these opportunities are or what they involve, they delight you. Enjoy this new moon, Capricorn. It's a great start to the new year. The sextile on the 22nd is between Mars and Capricorn and Neptune and Pisces. Your intuition gets a major boost with this sextile, so listen to it. Heed whatever it's signaling. It concerns your personal life. Neptune enters Aries on the 26th, and will be there until March 2039, transiting your 4th house, home, family, your personal environment. For you, Capricorn, this transit may feel surreal at times, deeply psychic and intuitive, but also impatient at times. Aries usually wants to take the lead. Warning, just don't be obnoxious about it. With the conjunction of Venus and Mercury in Aquarius on the 29th, in your second house of income, your communication concerns payment for a creative endeavor. There shouldn't be any problem getting paid. Nice way to end the month. Pisces. The full moon in fellow water sign Cancer on the 3rd is conjunct Jupiter. Consider this a good day, a real good day. Jupiter will continue to expand your creative and romantic options until June 29th when it enters Leo. With this moon, you're able to discern how you can best use this energy, and the conjunction urges you to get busy. The opposition on the 9th is between Venus in Capricorn and Jupiter in Cancer. A woman in your network is critical of something you're doing creatively or how you're raising your kids or a romantic relationship in which you're involved. Unless this person is a client who's paying you to do something, it's none of her business. The new moon on the 18th is in Capricorn in your 11th house. It trines Uranus in Taurus and sextiles both Saturn and Neptune in your sign. It's a beauty. This one ushers in new opportunities for you to achieve a dream, and it comes as a surprise. It may also increase your brand's popularity to the point where it goes viral. Regardless of how specifics unfold, it's an upbeat way to start a new year. On the 22nd, Mars in Capricorn sextiles set Neptune in your sign. This brings a certain intuitive power and insight that infuses your network or brand with energy. You're able to achieve a dream you have, or at least to lay out a strategy for achieving it. Neptune enters Aries in your second house on the 26th and will be there off and on until 2039. With this planet in a fire sign, you're deeply motivated to take charge of your finances. Your intuition guides you towards the best ways for you to increase your income. Once Saturn joins Neptune in February, you may find new structures that work more efficiently. On the 29th, the conjunction of Venus and Mercury in Aquarius, your 12th house, enables you to broaden and communicate about your own unconscious and what you're doing behind the scenes. If you're a practitioner of Tarot, the I Ching, or any other oracle, or if you feel confident in your own intuition, you may find yourself doing readings for others.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical.